There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. In the Zone with JAFSA.
An integrated trade, logistics and industrial hub.
Now, as you well know, Gulf Food is ongoing down the road at Dubai World Trade Centre all the way through till Thursday. Avoid traffic if you can, but get in there if you can to find some of the most innovative products in the food and beverage and hospitality industries. Hunter Foods is one of those purveyors, a leading company manufacturing and packaging innovative, alternative and better for you snacks and foods here in the Middle East. Strong presence across the whole of Asia. In fact, they have seen a significant increase in revenues and export markets in recent times. A lot of that is down to their managing director. The managing director of Hunter Foods, Mr. Ananya Narayan, joins us live here in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me at the Business Breakfast this morning.
Really great to have you on board. Now, you've been plying my dear friend and colleague, Mr. Richard Dean, with some of your new products. So before I get your thoughts on some of the new ranges, Rich, your product review?
The shawarma. Shawarma chips. Why has no one thought of that before?
Which is going to be my first question, because it is a fundamental of the food industry here. The shawarma is everybody's favourite. Nobody's turned it into a snack before. So how did you do it and why did you do it?
Well, we've been trying to work on the principles of innovation, something Dubai prides itself on, and it is very much the direction of the country. We wanted to localize product that we're making. So we have been making hand-cooked potato chips for the last few years. But we wanted to now offer a localized flavor, something which spells out Dubai, the Middle East. And we wanted to start with the most favorite snack, which is a shawarma. So to create something which the people in Dubai can say, this is truly theirs. So it's only the beginning of a variety of flavors we're looking at, localizing, but shawarma was the starting point.
Pesto Parmesan is also one of the new additions that you can try down at Gulf Food. Get yourself down to the Hunter Food stand at Gulf Food to try that one out. This is part of your gourmet line for gourmet hand-cooked chips.
That's right.
But obviously, under the brand, you have different brands and more established brands as well that you work with. Do you need to come up with snacks and flavors for all different price ranges and tastes?
Yes, we do. We do look at different price points. We look at what would cater to the different segments. UAE has almost 200 nationalities. Yeah. It's probably the most diverse consumer group you'll have anywhere in the world. So it is difficult to find what will work for every group of customers here. But we try to use the same principles of better for you all the way down. People are getting more health conscious. So regardless, we use the same principles of better oils, better ingredients, regardless of the price.
How do you, Ananya, in your role, help to sort of move the needle for your company within the industry as well? I mean, we talk about disruption in so many different industries at the moment. How do you change things around to make sure that you are ahead of the company in what is a very competitive industry and market?
Well, most companies tend to look at what are the largest categories and they try to dominate those categories. So traditionally, it's been potato-based, it's been puffed, which are more extruded products, or it's been tortilla. What we've tried to do is actually build other categories, other alternative snacking. So whether it's a pretzel chip, a vegetable chips, a fruit chips, a lentil-based, a rice-based, protein-based, quinoa-based, we try to bring in all these other types of alternative bases for snacks to give the choice to the consumer, so they aren't left with what has traditionally been the common snack.
As a self-confessed snacker myself as well, I turn my blind eye every time I see that snacking is bad for you and different diet advice, etc. For a man who is dependent in many ways on the snacking industry here, are we good snackers here in the region and further afield? Is the snacking industry going to stick around?
Snacking is going to stick around for a long time. It's not going to go anytime soon. I think it's just the habits of the snackers is starting to change. People want something a little bit better, something which makes them feel less guilty to indulge.
You are up for innovation awards at the forthcoming Girl Food Innovation Awards for one of your products. A number of your products have been recognised already in the past. You've achieved so much in your role and with Hunter Foods. What's your major concern moving forward at the moment? What do you think is the biggest challenge for your company and the industry going forward in 2020?
For us as a company, it is trying to prioritise our growth plans because there is so much to do. It's a very exciting year. We look at 2020 as the start of the new decade. I think building up our own infrastructure. We're looking at building a new factory this year. And within JAFSA, we've got one which is in Jabal Ali Free Zone, but we're looking at one in NIP. I think to build that right, to build the right team, that would be most important for us. As far as the industry, it is trying to always balance innovation, balance better for you, and getting the taste and the price. Balancing all of these different attributes in snacking, I think, is a constant battle we all live by.
Long may it continue. Go and see the team at Hunter Foods. Hall 5, stand 507, Hall 6 at D629. To their managing director at Hunter Foods, Mr. Ananya Narayan. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you so much, Tom.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.